Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is CJ Martis, and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, January 20th. I want to welcome you all to this edition of my show. I'm so excited. It's called Invoking the Archangels, and I have a very special guest this evening that I'm excited to speak with. Sunny Dawn Johnson is with us. She's going to share some wonderful information. As I do every week, I want to start by sharing an inspiring story. Of course, we'll get to this week's angel message, and then we'll get to talk to Sunny about the powerful archangels that are available to each of us. After that, we're going to go to the phones. I'm going to keep Sunny on because I know that there's people that are really curious about what she's up to. And for those of you that don't have that number, it's 1-877-296-0345. Due to the number of callers, so sorry if we can't get to everyone, but hope everybody had a great week. As I always do every week, I wanted to share a very beautiful story about angelic intervention, as well as some good Samaritans, because I know you hear me talk about a lot of good Samaritans who are out behaving like angels. But this lady, she has a son. He's almost five. And you know how five-year-olds are. He's running around wanting this, wanting that. She's trying to get everything cleaned up in the kitchen. And there was a safety gate. They had a pool outside. And so the safety gate's always locked, so she didn't really worry about it. And about 15 minutes later, she gets done. And she realizes it's kind of quiet. And so she starts to, you know, take advantage of the quiet, grabs herself something to drink, sits down at the couch. On her couch, and all of a sudden she hears this voice say, "Bradley, this is her son, is in the pool." She started to walk to the window, but then she thought she was being kind of silly. You know how we get these messages, I think, sometimes, and we kind of dismiss them. So she sits down again, and this time the voice is very, very loud. It says, "Bradley's in the pool." So she walks to the window, sees her cat clinging to the side of the pool, walks out the door, and it describes it, even though her son is face down floating in the pool, which of course I have children that would just be, I can't even describe how that might feel, but she said this calm was with her. It was like she floated to the pool, she grabs him out, and she says she knows that, you know, he must have been there for a full 10 minutes. He had no pulse, and even with that she felt so calm. And they lived way out in the country, so she knew she couldn't call for help. And something just made her feel like she wanted to go all the way back in her house, out the front door. And out there was this power line truck. So there were some workers. She screamed for them. And they come in, and they start doing CPR until the ambulance arrives. And they brought this little boy back, who must have been unconscious in the water for 10 minutes. And within several hours, he was just perfectly fine. The doctors were amazed that, you know, his blood gases were good. Everything was wonderful. You know, it's very interesting, too, when the angels intervene, it's like when we talk about the Good Samaritans, you know, they kind of put people in our path for specific reasons. Well, this power crew, because they'd had this terrible weather, wasn't even supposed to be out there. Every time they tried to leave that afternoon when this happened, they just couldn't. And they had just learned CPR the month before. So that's just a wonderful story. So when you get those messages, they might not be as clear as someone going, "Hey, go outside, your son's in the pool." But it's so wonderful when the angels can be there for us. And so it was a wonderful, which could have been a tragic day for this family. I thought it was an incredible story that I wanted to share with everybody. Wow. So here, of course, a lot of people are waiting for this one, the angel message for this week. So here you go. Dear ones, now is a good time to let go of the clutter in your life. Clutter can appear in your living area, in the old emotions you carry, as well as in your mind. How many things are you still holding on to that could be let go of as you get ready to enter a new phase of growth in your life? Many in the world may have already felt the desire recently to clean up their homes, throw away old stuff that is no longer useful. This is an important thing to listen to because old clutter can create a heavy weight and prevent you from a deeper sense of your authentic self. Take some time this week to really look at what you can throw away in your home, maybe that's been cluttering your closets. Donate to charity, or what can you let go or throw away that you don't need emotionally? Consciously releasing your need to carry the weight of old hurt, anger, and disappointment can free up tremendous energy to use for more of the positive qualities you desire to manifest in the coming year. We advise a deep clearing out of whatever doesn't support your highest good within the next couple months in order to prepare for a new wave of divine energies that will enter the world in April of this year. The final aspect of clearing the unnecessary things from your life is to deal with the many negative thoughts that can clutter your mind. Be more mindful of your thoughts this week and learn to see where you are triggered by anxiety and worry in order to release fears of inadequacy and unworthiness. These two fears are the root of many issues that can clutter your life and your mind. Live your life this week with the expectation that all your needs will be met abundantly and know there are no accidents in the flow of your life. All experiences can ultimately be used for greater learning regardless of the situation that arises. Know we are with you and support your continued growth and greater well-being. Remember, of course, to breathe deeply, call on us whenever you need us, and be sure to take time to play. Until next week, dear ones, the Seraphim. Well, that's a very powerful energy. I've actually been kind of feeling that lately, that I should clear out the clutter, so... very good advice. And, of course, that'll be posted later so everybody can have a chance to look at that again. Well, I'm excited. We're going to talk about archangels. And I brought a special guest. When I saw her site, I was so thrilled. What a bubbly, she just looks like she'd feel good to be around, right? So I'd like to welcome Sunny Dawn Johnson to the Angel Connection. Hello, Sunny.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I have been so excited this week. It's so wonderful to have you with us this evening. And, you know, your new book, Invoking the Archangels, is a perfect topic for my listeners out there because we're all about connecting with angels. And here you have, you know, helping very helpful tools for people to do just that. But I wanted to get to know you a little bit better for the listeners out there. When did you first become connected to the angels in your life?
Well, consciously, I was 13 years old. And, you know, the first experience I had was with my guardian angel. And I had woken up in the middle of the night and colorful winged being above my bed and just felt, you know, an incredible peace and comfort and calm, and I just literally just rolled over and went back to sleep, and it wasn't until when I woke up in the morning, I thought, wait a minute, that doesn't just happen, and talked to my mom and told her what I'd seen, and I knew that it was my guardian angel, and from that day, very shortly after, I started having many more experiences angels, as well as with deceased energies and spirit guides. So everything kind of opened up big time for me when I was 13.
Wow. So you've been kind of on this path for a long time then.
I have. I've been on it and off it. I think a lot of us as these spirits in these human bodies, especially for myself, had a lot of resistance towards accepting help and receiving support and that unconditional love from the angelic realm. So for the first, 10, 15 years, I jumped on and off the path and connected and didn't connect for a long time until I finally figured out it was way easier to just work with the angels and listen to that guidance and be present. So,
Yeah, it is a lot easier, isn't it? You know, I think that, I have periods of time, too, when I got off the path and something invariably, brought me all the way back again. Sounds like you've had a similar experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I think most people do. You know, and that's mostly what my book is about, is how you can work with the angels and recognize that there are times when you don't call them in specifically because, you're unaware or because you don't feel worthy or deserving, and then reminding us that, we're always worthy and we're always deserving and you're always unconditionally loved regardless of what, situation and judgment you find yourself in within yourself. Because it's such an important, and for me, a lot of the situations were life and death that caused me to go back into, my connection and my spirituality and my intuition. So have to do it that way.
Right. And what I liked about what you said, too, is that sometimes we don't stay connected because we have a hard time being able to reconcile, to allow that powerful, unconditional loving presence, right? Because we don't feel like we're real worthy of that.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big, big part of my life and my journey through my years and my early 20s. I was a pregnant teenage mom and single mom and had a lot of that kind of guilt and shame, and so there were many times through those few years where I didn't feel like I was have to take the time up of some incredible angelic vibration, and didn't believe that that I could receive that support and that guidance and that love. And I think that that's an important awareness that we need to have, and then step into it. Even if you don't believe it, just take a chance, take a step, call them in, have an experience, which you will, and that starts to shift that energy. And for me, Archangel Shamuel and learning how to love myself unconditionally was such an important part of my own journey.
And so, you know, my next question for you was, you know, how did you get the inspiration for the book? And I know from what I was reading, it's kind of a nine-step process. But when did you decide that you wanted to release the book that you just released? I mean, was there kind of a turning point or an inspiration that came to you to do it?
You know, I've said for years that I was going to write a book, years and years, like 10-plus years, and... But I don't like to sit down. I'm much more of a talker than I am of a writer. Writing does not come naturally to me. So I just kept saying, you know, I'm open. And I do that in my life in general. You know, I'll follow the guidance that Spirit gives me. And I actually had a publisher that came to me and offered to publish a book if I started writing. And so I knew that I was supposed to do it, but I still had a lot of resistance in just sitting down and writing it. So the inspiration was there once I kind of got over myself, you know.
Right.
Then the inspiration came, and once I really let go of the way that I thought it was supposed to be or the challenges that I had, you know, I quit school when I was 15 years old. I graduated at 15, but I quit high school, and so I don't have a college education, and so I was kind of concerned about some of the grammar, and I didn't realize at the time that you have people that can fix all that, and
right,
you know, I just thought it had to be perfect. And so once I got over myself, and I just thought, you know what, just get in your heart, ask Archangel Gabriel to be with you and help you to express what's in your heart and allow it to come out in a way that people can hear what your message really is. And as soon as I was able to do that, everything shifted, and it just flowed. And I'm not saying it was easy, but it flowed. It just came through me.
Right, right. You know, so with all the listeners out there, I'm sure they're real curious about the book, and it's a nine-step process. So how does the book really assist that, you know, average person sitting at home who wants to connect with the archangels?
Well, you know, I wrote the book based on my own personal experience. So I've had people that have said, you know, hey, there's way more archangels than what you wrote in here. I wrote about the seven that I personally have had experience with throughout my life. So I share each of the archangels, what they represent, how you can work with them. I share a little anecdote from my life on how I worked with them. And then the nine-step process is really created from two spaces. One was my own personal healing journey, healing my own heart and walking through my own emotions and feelings and learning how to love myself. And then as I started looking at, you know, I do readings and counseling and things for people, and I've been doing that for 11 years, and I started looking at the clients and how I assist them getting from a place of pain or transition or death or illness, and how we walk that journey to get to a place of gratitude and appreciation and love and forgiveness. And as I started looking at the things that we tend to do and some of the activities and emotions and all that, this nine-step process really just manifested from the healing work that not only I've done with myself, but that I then in turn have worked with clients and students. So it really just came from that experience and from that knowledge and that awareness and Spirit, you know, the angels just came in and gave it to me. I was challenged to find words to explain some of the things, you know, some of the steps. And I'm big on baby steps, you know. Sometimes it's just too big. So I'm big on baby steps. And this really created a, you know, one little baby step at a time to get you from the awareness of a challenge to the appreciation and the gratitude for it.
That is amazing, Sunny. And, you know, for my own work that I do with people, what I really love about what you're saying and sharing with us this evening is that to be able to break things down to where they're so accessible, easy, you know, to be able to simplify a process as well, and also to teach from a space that of what you know, You know, it's like I always found it much more meaningful when I work, you know, when people that I've kind of followed or that have helped me along the way to know that, you know, they arrived at what they were sharing with me because they'd actually been from point A to point B. You know, they've gone through these challenges in their life. And I just think that that is wonderful.
Well,
that
and
you,
it really helped. You know, sometimes I know personally for me, especially in my younger years when I was really trying to do so much of this work and do some healing work, it was too big for me to, you know, people would say, well, just forgive yourself. What does that even mean, you know? So it was big, but okay, well, let's look within. Let's see what the emotions are. Let's look at what choices you have. Let's make a commitment to yourself. Let's find that responsibility. Now it's time to take action. Now let go of the old and bring in the new. Now learn to maintain your energy. And so those were the 9 steps that then got me to the place of really appreciating the situation that at one time was so painful or difficult and really seeing the value in it. But to try to just go, oh, just forgive yourself, was like I had no clue what that even meant, you know?
Right, right. And so I like that you take that overall big thing and make it, you know, manageable for people.
Sure.
Too.
Yeah.
So what are the 7 archangels then that you focus on in the book? I mean, just kind of briefly, and I know we've got some callers that are online to ask some questions too while you're on the show, which is awesome. But
beautiful.
What are the
7 archangels that I wrote about, Archangel Michael, who is the angel of protection, guidance, strength, courage, vibrates the color blue. Archangel Jophiel, who is the angel of beauty and manifestation, creativity, vibrates the color yellow. Archangel Shamuel, which is the angel of unconditional love and adoration and vibrates the color pink. Archangel Gabriel, who is the angel of communication and expression, vibrates the color white. Archangel Raphael, which a lot of people know about, angel of healing, vibrates the color green. Archangel Uriel, the angel of transmutation, seeing the bigger picture of things, vibrates the color red. And then Archangel Zadkiel, the angel of forgiveness and transmutation and benevolence and mercy, and vibrates the color violet or purple. So those are the 7 that I personally had experiences with over the last 25 years in my life. So they're the ones that I chose to write about because it's what I knew. So my book is not a, you know, it's not a reference book based on, you know, history or the Bible. It's really just life personal experience. And what I really encourage people to do in this book, it's a very experiential book, but I really encourage people to create their own relationship with their angels and their guides. So that you have an experience that you then can speak from how they manifest and show up in your own personal life versus, you know, just having the knowledge of what somebody else says they represent. You call them in, you bring them in, you feel their energy, and then you've had an experience. And now it is a true relationship between you and them, and you know their vibration or their energy. I think that's very powerful and empowering.
Right. You know, and I think that empowerment's pretty key. And I think that personal relationship is important because, you know, we can hear things, learn stuff on the net, all these things. But if we don't have a personal experience of that, then it's just like, you know, it's kind of flat, right? It's kind of flat because we don't have that, you know, that inner knowing or that inner experience of it. So I think that you kind of actually intuitively answered the next question before I got to it, which is cool, because I was just going to ask, you know, about the things that you suggest for people out there who are really just starting to open up, and I think that, you know, you kind of already answered that question.
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, you want to create that personal relationship. The information, the knowledge that you can read and that you can take from lectures and workshops and things like that, that's great, but there's nothing more that one-on-one personal relationship, because once you have that, it can never be taken away. You can always go back to that feeling and bring that energy in. And the bottom line is, everybody can do it. It is innate. It is within us. It is that energetic connection, that soul connection that we have to the greater. And so I think it's very valuable.
Absolutely, because we all have it.
Absolutely.
We all have that connection available to us all the time. And so since you've agreed to kind of stay on and take some callers, are you ready for me to bring the first one on?
For sure, yeah.
Wonderful. Hello, Marjorie. Welcome to the Angel Connection, and myself and Sunny. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Marjorie.
Hello. I was wondering if I can maybe just ask like a relationship question.
Okay.
Okay. It's about me and somebody whose name is Howard, and basically I was wondering what you saw because he wants me to move for him. And I was wondering, what do you see with that? Do you think that is something that would work out for me or even, like, a good move for me or I don't know?
I'll tell you what I feel in your vibration is resistance. It feels like there's fear around it, uncertainty, and I think that your angels are talking to you and your head and your heart are having a conflict. There's aspects of it that I think that you would like to do, but more so kind of to maintain the relationship. And I think your heart's speaking to you, your intuition speaking to you on a little bit different level. So what I would say is I would get real quiet, put your hand on your heart, and see how your spirit guides you. But I really feel like you already have that answer within you. You know what's best for you, but your head is arguing with you is how it feels to me.
Okay, yeah, because I'm really a little bit confused of what to do. So,
follow your intuition. Always, 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 always follow your intuition. The challenge people have is knowing which is my intuition and which is my head, because sometimes there's so much going on that it's hard to discern that. I think your intuition is telling you to stay put. That's what it feels like to me. Now, I never will tell anybody a decision. I will never say, do this, you have to do this. Whatever we have, we always are learning and growing. But I would say that your intuition, the way it feels to me, is what's in your body is feeling to me like I want to stay put.
Yeah, that is. Okay.
And I would say ditto to everything that Sunny just told you, because that was my read as well, honey.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
sweetie.
So much.
Good luck.
Thanks for calling. Oh, wonderful caller. Okay, let's move on then to another caller, Sunny. We've got Ebony on the line. Hello, Ebony, and welcome to the Angel Connection.
Hi. Hi, CJ. Hi, Sunny.
Hi, Ebony.
How are you? Lately, I've been feeling a sensation on my left-hand side. It's mainly on my left. A lot of tingling around my ear and then on my face. And I've just started a mediumship course, and I feel as though I'm hearing from one of my particular loved ones, and then I started, I think feeling like little tickles on my face, like somebody's taking a feather and just kind of dusting it across my face. And I was curious, because I know you do mediumship as well, if you feel any loved ones around me or if they are angels or both that you pick up that could be causing the sensation.
Are you seeing, in your peripheral vision, are you seeing lights, different colored lights?
Very rarely. When thinking about one of my loved ones, I saw kind of like a gold kind of spinning light, and it was so quick.
Uh-huh.
But I did see that, and then one time I've seen some kind of sparkling lights that are kind of high up in the air towards the ceiling, but they're kind of brown, not gold or anything, but kind of like a kind of a spinning brown.
Right. Yeah, they may be all different colors. What it feels like to me is I think you've got two different things going on. I feel like you're tapping into the angelic realm, and you're having glimpses or experiences, a little bit of their presence. The more solid energy, the more the denser energy in connection with, like, even in your ears, it feels to me like there's a shift in the vibration, like whether it's a difference in the tone or a pitch, or maybe you're hearing a kind of a higher pitch noise or something like that. I feel like your clairaudience is developing, and so it's kind of expanding and opening up. So that feels more like a mediumship experience. It feels more connected to deceased energies. I feel one really strong female and two strong males in connection with deceased energies around you. The left side is the female energy. It's feeling like, to me anyway, the one that's on your left side. And And so I think you're having experiences with both. You're expanding. So I would just continue to expand and keep asking for experiences to allow yourself to grow and to expand. And you need to start writing these things down, journal these things, so you start to understand how to discern whether it's the angelic realm or the spirit realm, because it's a difference in vibration, and there's a noticeable change in the auditory for you for some reason. I'm not sure how to explain that to you, because
mm-hmm.
it's just pressure that I can feel,
mm-hmm.
difference in the vibration that will help you with discernment.
And the writing down, I know, is definitely going to help, because sometimes I think with the loved ones, I'm trying to think, is that me that kind of got anxious and excited and kind of made that start of that phrase up, or is it actually him that's coming to me clairaudiently? So I know the writing down.
It's totally normal, Ebony, to start trying to figure out, okay, is this me, is this them, is totally normal as far as the human part of us. So if you start to pull it onto paper and get it out of your head, you're going to start seeing it more clearly.
Wonderful. Okay, well, that works for me. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Ebony.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, this show is going by very quick, Sunny. We're going to get to another caller here. Hopefully we can get to another one. Hello, Marilyn. You're on the Angel Connection.
Hi, how are
with
you?
Sunny and CJ. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I generally, I guess, want to know, just for everybody's clarity, there's so many, you know, there's guides, there's spirits, there's angels, there's archangels, and then there's God and Jesus and Buddha and all that. When I'm trying to pray for something or give gratitude, I generally talk to God or archangels, but I know there's many realms, and you know, wonder, you know, what your guidance is there, and if there's anything coming through around me or about me that you're picking up as well.
Okay, well, the first thing that I would say is I am open to all support from the spirit world, period. So for me personally, I'm open to receiving messages from my spirit guides, from deceased loved ones, from God, from the angels, from the archangels, from the ascended masters. I'm just an open energy to connect to that source, which is connected to all. So for me, it doesn't make a difference. However, for other people, I would say go with where you feel guided at that particular time. If you feel like I feel like I want to connect with the archangels, then do that. If you feel like, you know, I really feel like I need a little bit more earth energy, I feel like I want to connect with a spirit guide, if I feel like I'm, you know, going to God. And to me, it's all connected anyway. People
right.
have more of a energetic or vibrational connection with some versus others at different times in our life for different reasons. So follow your intuition. You know, I have a chart in my book. It's in the beginning of the book, and it's an energetic vibrational scale. And actually, and I think I've got this on my Invoking the Archangels website, too. I think I've got a PDF just under free downloads where you can see the vibrational scale that tells you, you know, the density and how the different vibrations, where they are on a vibrational scale. And so sometimes that helps with discernment and feeling the energies of the you know, lower vibrations versus the higher vibrations. And so that might help you to make more sense of it in your head and kind of create clarity, and not necessarily just for you, but maybe for some of the listeners. It feels to me like you're in a time in your life, and I'm not sure what the T is, but I feel like there's a T. There's a time to make a decision, right or left. It's time to go this way or that way. And I just keep hearing the word trust over and over and over again. Trust, 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 trust. And I feel like this is about trusting yourself, trusting that guidance you're getting, that you're going to make the right decision and not to keep second-guessing yourself. Do you understand that? Does that make sense to you?
Sure does.
Okay. So it's really important to trust yourself. And if you're feeling pulled one direction, follow that direction. Try not to get too much in your head. Get back down into your heart. Get into your body. Feel it, and make a decision. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Well, Sunny, you know, this goes by so quickly, as we were talking about before the show. I want to make sure that you can let people know how to order the book and learn more about what you do, because we've only got about a minute left here.
You know, they can go on my website, which is my name, Sunny Dawn Johnston with a T.com, for the name of the book, invokingthearchangels.com. It is available on Kindle now. It's available in my store on Invoking the Archangels or Sunny Don Johnston. You can go on the website, and you can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So get it anywhere.
Well,
we have a lot of other products. We have cards. We have a workbook. We have a candle kit on my website, so those things are kind of fun. And, you know, I would just say just listen to your spirit. If you feel guided and that's, you know, what you feel guided to get right now, great. If not, just stay open to the angelic realm, most importantly.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have this evening. Be sure to tune in next week. Until then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so you can be angelic to each other. Take care and many blessings for the coming week.